It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
To the Fan, Lori Rubenstein here with you. We say goodbye to Connor. We say hello to Rami behind the glass. And we're at the All-Star break. The Yankees, 58 wins. The Mets, 49 wins. And yet, we're in a weird place where it feels like Mets fans are more positive, more optimistic about their team at this moment. To talk about the state of New York baseball, a little Jalen Brunson contract, we bring in Mike Vaccaro, columnist from the New York Post. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Lori, how are you doing tonight? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. We've been having, actually, Mike, we'll get your input on this. We've been having a sandwich debate here on the show. So what's your favorite sandwich? What's the best sandwich?
Best sandwich is, to me, a tuna melt on rye.
Oh, that's a nice call. Nothing wrong with that.
I can have that every night for a month.
Yeah, no, that's totally solid call. All right. On a more serious note, state of New York baseball at the All-Star break. And how do you evaluate this Yankees team who obviously started the season looking like maybe the best team in baseball, and then their starting pitching was the best starting staff for the first 2.5 months, and they were getting back Gerrit Cole. All this reason to be optimistic. And then June came along, and for about a month, 3.5 weeks or so, they went 6-16, and they were the worst team in baseball for a period of time. How do you get a handle of this team at the All-Star break, and what would you do if you were Brian Cashman with this team?
Yeah, the ninth inning today was kind of a weird microcosm of the season, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they did everything right. And, I mean, there was such a feel-good vibe. They could, jumped off the TV screens to, how they were reacting to the home run by Ben Rice. And the dugout was alive and three outs away from, not only sweeping the Orioles, but actually after all they've been through, they would have been, percentage points ahead in first place if they would have won the game. And then, of course, in the ninth inning, it's a comedy of errors, quite literally.
Yep.
And it goes south. And that's really kind of the way the two parts of the Yankees' first half have gone. Those first, 50 games? I mean, they were as good as any team in baseball. They were playing sharp. They were playing crisp. Got great pitching. Obviously, they had the two star hitters. But, their lineup was more extended. Guys were hitting. In the last couple of weeks, it's pretty much been a two-man lineup, sometimes a three-man lineup. The pitching's regressed. Obviously, the bullpen is in trouble, and so they are where they are. But I know Boone gets a lot of grief for this, but because he always says, "Well, it's right there in front of us," and he's right. It is. Now, of course, what they have to do is start getting back on track again. But their great good fortune is that they got themselves almost 30 games over 500. So they got themselves a cushion, which is where they are now. But that cushion won't last forever. And obviously, they've got to start playing better once they come back from the break.
So one of my listeners had put a question here for you. The question was, are the Yankees, I'll paraphrase a little from what Frank was asking. He wants to know, are the Yankees truly committed to doing whatever it takes to address their weaknesses at the deadline? And I guess I'll frame that and say to you, if you're Brian Cashman looking at this team, you have superstars in their prime in Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole, a free agent to be one of the best players of the game in Juan Soto. So you're very superstar, top heavy on the one hand. On the other hand, you look at this team and the needs, and if you're Brian Cashman, is this an all-in team where you would do whatever it takes, trade whatever it takes in prospects to try and win now this year with this team, or after what you've been seeing over the last few weeks, would you not feel that level of commitment to this roster?
No, I'll try and walk a mile in Brian Cashman's shoes and say that if I were walking that mile, I would. And for two reasons. One, you not only promised Aaron Judge during his free agency that they were going to, you know, be committed to bringing multiple championships, you know, while he was here, but you're essentially making the same kind of, you're almost having an audition of yourself for Juan Soto. And, you know, I think it's highly probable he'll wind up with the Yankees. But I also think it's highly probable he'll have suitors. And I think one of the things that makes the Yankees appealing is that, you know, you're in the hunt every year. And I really do think that Soto's going to, you know, notice what the Yankees do coming up here. But here's the other thing. I mean, you know, this goes for the other team across town, too. You know, I don't think it can be a New York team from this day forward, as long as the current system is in place, and not go for it when you have the opportunity to go for it, unless you have an extraordinary circumstance like the Mets last year, who were completely out by the All-Star break. Because, you know, we've now seen the last couple of years, we always knew this, but we've seen it in practice the last couple of years, of just how important it is to don't worry about winning 110 games in the regular season.
Right, right.
Be playing your best in September. Don't worry about how well you played in April or how poorly you're playing in July. You know, craft a team that's going to be on the rise in games 159, 160, 161, 162, and into the playoffs. We saw the Phillies do it 2 years in a row. We saw the two participants in last year's World Series, both wild card teams. I think we tend to look at these things almost backwards. Like, you know, if you're a big market team, you got to be the team that's going with a big record, and then you got to just kind of fend it off on your way through the tournament. You know, as opposed to the fact that, you know, a New York team could just as easily get on the kind of run that these upstarts from Phoenix or from Philadelphia did the last couple of years, and it counts just as much if you win a World Series. You know, the Texas Rangers waited 50 years to win a World Series. They won plenty of division championships over the years. No one's ever going to feel that the need for the asterisk, that's their last year's championship, because they came out of the wild card. And to me, I just don't think you can be a big market club and take yourself seriously if you're within range of a playoff berth and not go after the playoff berth. So, you know, I think that's kind of a winding way of telling me what I think will go through Brian Cashman's mind, but I can't imagine to think of it any other way in the Bronx.
I'll ask you another question I certainly hear on the air and see on social from some of my listeners and callers, and that is, Aaron Boone the right manager for this team at this time? And, you know, when we see, on the one hand, he is somebody who clearly pivots the message to the positive, stays positive, which can be helpful, of course, over 162 games. But we also see when they're in a stretch of going, you know, 6-16, and players are lackadaisical in center field, like Trent Grisham that we saw, or Anthony Volpe not scoring, you know, DJ LeMahieu not in a rundown, stuff like that. We see that, and it feels like there, or seems like there's no accountability, that Boone is more the cheerleader.
You know, I think Aaron Boone suffers from the exact same problem that Hal Steinbrenner does. You know, Hal Steinbrenner is, regardless of what he does, he's always going to be measured every day against his father. And they're two different men. They're two different styles. You know, we don't have to go in chapter and verse into how different they are. And conversely, I think Aaron Boone's got the shadow of Billy Martin looking over his shoulder, because every time people hear his milk toast Pollyanna, you know, we'll be fine, we got all ahead of us, we got 50 people in this room, You know, all people want is somebody to kick dirt at an umpire. That'll make them feel better. And I think so I think he suffers by comparison. Now, all that said, I've been a very fervent Boone supporter. I mean, to me, I'll just look at his record. Not every manager who comes into the game has the record he has, you know, going back to 2018, you know, when he first became manager. That said, I have been a little concerned by the very things you talked about, the lack of physical play, the lack of sharpness. You know, it's telling, and it shows, and it's more, you know, vulnerable than ever for people to make those moves, to do those things. It shows up on TV all the time now, more than it ever did before. And that's a serious thing that he's got to address. I actually think he already has. And I think the Yankees, you know, have actually played crisper baseball over the last week. Mm-hmm. The results aren't all there. Yep. You know, they lost 2 out of 3in Tampa, and they lost today, obviously, in Baltimore. But I do think they're playing crisper. They seem to be playing better.
Yep.
I do think this is a message for us. And I think, you know, he's not one to rip his players in the papers the way other guys might have been years ago. He's a guy who talks to them sternly in the clubhouse, and I do think they listen to him. But I do think that the results have to be there, or else he's going to have to start answering for it at some point.
Talking to Mike Vaccaro from the New York Post, let's pivot to the Mets and have a Met fan, Orlando, who was kind of thinking that in terms of what the Mets do at the deadline, that these next 11 games before the trade deadline will determine what they go, that if they have one of those fall apart losing stretches and are below 500, then they're selling. And if they, you know, are, you know, go on a run, then they're buying, that sort of thing. With what the Mets have done, they were obviously atrocious in May, and Pablo Lopez throws his mitt into the stands, and whether you want to say it's the team meeting, it's J.D. Martinez's impact on this team and these hitters, or it's the grimace, or it's OMG, I don't know what it is, but for the last almost 6 weeks now, the Mets' offense has been the best in baseball. So how much is, and the starters' ERA during that time period has been about 7th in the major leagues, and the bullpen has been 28th. Great. As you look at this Mets team, how much are you buying or believing that, you know, David Stearns was in, this was sort of a holding pattern season, the season to be sort of competitive, but it didn't feel like this was the all-in season. As you see where this team is right now and take stock at the All-Star break, how aggressive would you be?
Look, I mean, I think the Mets, you know, wanted to build up their farm system. It was, you know, obviously wanting last year. They did an aggressive job doing that. That's clearly number one on not just Stearns' list, but also the owner's list. And to me, it's, you know, it's paramount that you not give away the farm, so to speak. But I do think you have to strengthen it, because I do think that the Mets can be competitive the rest of the year. That lineup is not a joke. I mean, I get it, they played a bunch of lousy teams, but you know what? A lot of the other contenders have played a lot of lousy teams too. I mean, that's kind of what it is. I don't think they can survive with that bullpen when they start playing good teams again. Mm-hmm. I mean, somehow they're 10-5 in July, and their bullpen ERA is around 7, which is hard to fathom. So I do think that's like. So here's the problem, though, is that as we get closer to the deadline, everybody needs bullpen help.
Yep.
I mean, the Phillies have the best bullpen in baseball, and they need bullpen help.
Yep.
The Dodgers, and I think they lost the game to the Tigers because the bullpen coughed up a 4-run lead in the 9th inning yesterday. I mean, everybody needs bullpen help. So the problem is that, you know, people who the rare teams that are selling are going to want a premium. But it's going to be a tricky thing for Stearns, because I don't think any Mets fan wants him to give away, you know, the hard-earned farm system they've built up from here. So it's going to be a tricky way to do that. But look, he's got to do something, I think, Certainly, he's not going to be a seller at this point. I mean, look, I guess the Mets could always come out of the break and lose 12 in a row. But the way the National League is, I mean, even if you come out and you're middling, you're 5-7 over the first 12, if you're not still in playoff position, you're only going to be a game or two behind. And I think that's what you want in August and September, and you want to have a team that's going to be able to honor being that close to the race. So, I mean, I don't think there's going to be any kind of, you know, huge impact acquisition by the deadline, nor should there be, because it'll probably cost too much. Unless they're going to turn one of their current starting pitchers into a premium reliever, which I suppose is a way to do it, and you hope the starter you're putting on the market is going to be, you know, you'll be able to tolerate that. But you know, I think otherwise you got to work the margins, and you know, and obviously, I mean, the guy they got from Tampa with one bad pitch exception,
yeah,
has looked good, so that's an exception.
Yeah, Phil Maton. Yeah,
yeah, there are hopeful things that they can point to, and I think that you know, you just hope you can add along the margins.
Yep, and I asked you about Boone. Obviously, the Mets have a rookie manager in Carlos Mendoza. Here we are at the All-Star break.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What are your impressions of the job that Carlos Mendoza has done, and did the Mets get that right?
So far, I'd say they did, Lori, to be honest with you. I've been very impressed with him, and mostly because he was the same guy when they were 11 under 500 mm-hmm. as he is now that they're, you know, 3-4 games over 500. Yep. That really translates well into a clubhouse. Guys like managers that don't just completely, you know, get hot and cold. And I think that obviously it makes sense that he and Boone work so well together as a team because he's very reminiscent about Lev Boone that way. Look, I know he caused a lot of rancor earlier in the week when a couple of his pitching decisions might have cost him a game, but we know baseball in 2024, and we know that's a collaborative decision, and it's, you know, so because there's only part of it that you can blame or credit a manager for that. But I do think they got it right. Look, I was among the brigade that didn't like the fact that Buck Showalter was treated the way he was, but I don't think that any of that rubs off negatively on Mendoza, because I think he's done a fine job. I really do.
All right, Mike, before I let you go, one last topic. Jalen Brunson signs a contract this week, and by taking the extension now, he signs for 4 years, $156 million. That's obviously a ton of money, but if he had waited till next summer, could have signed for 5 years and $269 million. So, how significant is what feels like the biggest hometown discount contract for a young player in his 20s, in his prime, that we've ever seen in the NBA?
Yeah, I think it's really significant, Lori. Look, I mean, we can't get carried away. I mean, you know, he's still going to make $39 million a year. You know, his great grandkids are going to be taken care of. I mean, it's not he didn't cure cancer here, but in 2024 for a professional athlete to take that kind of discount, and even if he gets everything goes perfectly and he makes all of his money back through the course of his career, he'll still wind up having left $40 million on the table, which isn't insignificant. But the message that he sent was that, you know, he wants the Mets to be able to be flexible enough to maintain this team, maybe going forward be able to add. There's reports now that Mikal Bridges is likely to do the same thing next year when he, you know, figures out his contract. We won't hold that to him, but if that's the case, I mean, you know, it shows, I think, a commitment to not only wanting to do well here, but wanting to do the things that are going to be necessary in order to keep competitive in the East and keep this, the core of this team together. I think we're all very excited about what the Knicks could possibly do this year. We, you know, certainly what we saw in January last year, when most of the team was together, it was it's worthwhile to be excited about. And now you add Bridges. I mean, so I think that's really the biggest message that you get from the Brunson decision is that you know, he did this with the team in mind, with the franchise in mind, with the future in mind, and was trying to be able to keep this team as competitive and as strong as possible. And he did his, you know, he did his little thing, which, you know, in his case was 113 million little things.
So as soon as I saw the contract, I posted, Brunson will never buy a cup of coffee again in a New York diner. And I read your article in the Post about how, you know, he, whether it's at a bar in New York City or a restaurant, you know, that he's not picking up the tab after giving up over $100 million and doing this. And so that led me to last question is, when we think of the king of New York sports and currently, I normally think of us as a baseball town, and Aaron Judge would come to mind as one of the best players in all of baseball, if not the best, right now, and he plays for the Yankees, on the one hand. On the other hand, you've got Jalen Brunson, and I know you've also, we've talked about it, you've written about it, that the Knicks are like this unifying team in the city. We have Mets and Yankees, we have Giants and Jets, but the Knicks sort of bring a lot of people together, and so desperate for winning and a title with Knicks fans. So Jalen Brunson on the one hand, Aaron Judge on the other hand, you tell me, am I missing anybody else? It feels like a two-person race, but who's the current king of New York sports?
I definitely think it's a two-person race. Look, I think I still give the throne to Aaron Judge because not only because of what he's already done personally and the fact that the Yankees have played in a couple of ALCSs, you know, with him there, and you know, the Knicks haven't gotten that far on Brunson's watch yet. And also, you know, the season the Judge is having this year is going to be another epic and historic one. I think he still gets the edge. I think it's a slight edge. I mean, I'm not going to say it's necessarily 1A and 1B, but I will say it's 1, and then maybe, like, you know, right there, number 2 is Brunson. But I think that, you know, another year like the one he had last year, and if the Knicks ever get to the Eastern Conference Finals or beyond, then I think we can really revisit it. But I think right now Judge still has the edge, but that gap is narrowing day by day.
And I'd say if they both win a title, I'll still go edge Brunson there only because the Yankees, you know, it's a little bit like, oh, the big title drought since 2009. You know, it's just not the same thing as Knicks fans, many of whom have not experienced, you know, enjoyed a title when they were conscious and so alive and. So I'm going to say if they both win a title, I say advantage Brunson, but we should only have that conversation, Mike.
That would be nice. I agree with you. I mean, look, it'll have been 52, 53, 54 years, whatever. If that happens, that definitely takes the edge. And you're going to have to revive about 1 million Knicks fans if that ever happens.
I think that's true. All right. Mike Vaccaro from the New York Post does a great job. Follow him with the paper online and really appreciate the time, Mike, and always enjoy the conversation.
Always good talking to you, Lori. Be well.
All right. You too. All right. Ron, Mario, and Paul, I see you. Ron and Mario want to talk some Yankees. Paul, importantly, I think wants to weigh in on the great sandwich debate. Keep it tuned here. 888-808-1019. Be right back. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.